Hello, friends. It's Phil. Now, have you ever thought really carefully about one word? And let's say the consequence of one word. Because the interesting thing about language is one word can change everything. Now, let me demonstrate to you the power of one word, particularly in my thinking today. So today was, it started as a relatively normal day. Cutting a number of lawns and feeding a number of lawns and looking at a number of lawns, kind of, you know, a standard package of a day. But the question that I pondered to myself, which I do quite a lot, and actually I have done for 19 years since I've been doing this. I used to think back in the day, the first time I moved 15 cubic meters of soil. That's a lot of soil, by the way. 15 cubic meters divided by 12 wheelbarrows, multiplied by about 100-meter journey. It gives you an idea of the amount of time I spent behind a wheelbarrow thinking about stuff. But look, today, I was thinking about stuff while I was cutting lawns. And the one thing that I got thinking about, it was kind of leading on from some of my thinking from yesterday, actually, is I thought, if you do one thing well, and you do it better than anyone else, it becomes a really powerful motivation, story, connection. It becomes more obvious. It becomes more obvious to people what you do, why you do it, and why they hire you or buy what you have. In my case, lawn care. Now let's just think about that for a minute. The idea was cutting grass. I was thinking about the better things, how to really dig into this thinking around do less and be better. So with lawn care, I've always thought about one thing, really. And I say this to most people, is lawns can only ever get better and worse. And year on year, the job of a greenkeeper or a residential greenkeeper, in my case, let's say, is to try and keep the consistency going. But from time to time, things have to get worse from a technical point of view, like with scarification and aeration and overseeding and moss control. The lawn has to get worse before it gets better in order that you maintain its condition going forward. But anyway, look, let me circle back on this change one word and everything changes. So standing behind the lawnmower, which runs about 3.2 miles an hour for reference. So not really standing behind it, more a gentle jog behind it. It can actually go slightly faster if I tune it, let's say, but 3.2 miles an hour is just good enough. It's just good enough, right, to do a very good job. Oh, by the way, I use a Hayter 48 Pro, just for reference. But I got thinking while I was walking behind the Hayter. I got thinking, what other things are there that interest me that are the best? That started a long time ago, that are legendary now, that has a story that was created by a founder. So I was trying to kind of like draw the vignettes of thinking into all gardening and the lawn care I do. And I came up with this thinking that actually I really, really like Ferraris. I mean, I like them from an engineering point of view more than anything. And actually for my birthday, this year, my kids bought me an absolutely extraordinary book. It was a book on the last six V12 Ferrari engines that have gone into their cars. The last six. So that kind of summarizes probably the last 50, 60 years. And it was kind of the deconstruction of the single thing that makes it the best, which is the best engine cradled in the best chassis, covered in the best body, creates the best engineered product. And then obviously you had Enzo Ferrari, the legendary Enzo Ferrari, or his legend was created by what he did. His fascination, his fixation, his determination to do one thing well, i.e. provide the fastest, best performance racing car, possibly, back in the day. And I got thinking, basically, along that line, is like, I really think that my passion, my drive, my determination, my interest, my academic relentlessness is all about making my lawns the best lawns. Now, I don't need to work for 1,000 people, work on 1,000 lawns to prove that I can run the best lawn treatment business. I'm interested, as I've said earlier this year, I'm interested in working for 85 people that want the best lawns, the best lawns. So here's the thing, the one word that changes everything. I would get to it eventually. The one word that changes everything is fine. F-I-N-E, fine. So in the context of lawn care, you have the words lawn care. And lawn care is generally packaged up in the world of treatments. But a busy treatment company struggle to care. It's an oxymoron business in a way. It can't deliver what it delivers when it starts to get busy. It can deliver efficiency. It can deliver an optimized scheduling service. So the lawn care becomes less care. It becomes lawn treatments. Do you see? It's changed, hasn't it? One word changes everything. Lawn care becomes busy. It becomes lawn treatments. That is less then less dependent on caring. But here's the thing. The one word that changes everything for me is fine. F-I-N-E. Fine lawns. So what we do is we take away the word care and we replace it with fine. So rather than lawn care, we say fine lawn. A fine lawn, like a Ferrari, is obvious. And a fine English lawn is obvious. When you look at it, when you look at a fine English lawn, particularly an English lawn, because the grasses in cooler climates are finer, let's say, than other parts of the world. A fine English lawn cut at 25 mil with perfect condition, perfect growth rate, and perfectly healthy grass looks beautiful. And to some extent, the idiosyncrasies, the shallows, the grading of the lawn becomes less relevant. Almost lawnscaping, the shape of the lawn becomes part of the fine English lawn, the fine lawn. So here's my thinking, right? One word changes everything. It changes the story. It changes the brand. It changes the intent. It changes the education. It changes the relationship. It changes the desire. It changes everything. My one word is fine. Fine lawns. It was lawn care. It's now fine lawn. The difference is obvious. So there you go, my friends. That's my thinking for today. Have you got one word that you know that you can change that changes everything? Because I think I've found it. And in doing so, what I've done is I've edited the All Gardening website to gently caress it with that one word. I've also added a word to it, English, fine English lawns, in some cases. Because a fine English lawn is unique in the world. With the cooler climates, we can have the fine English lawns. Other parts of the world, you can't, because it's too warm and the grasses need to be more tolerant, or different types of grasses. But that's it, my friends. That's the thinking today. Oh, and as a little footnote, in order to kind of just grace my thinking with how obvious fine is, I went to a local company in Harrogate, on the outskirts of Harrogate in Knaresborough, that sells Ferraris. And when I walked in and there were three Ferraris next to each other, it was obvious how good they were. Just looking at them, everything about them, it was there. The legend, the story, the focus, the engineering, it was all there. It was obvious. And then afterwards, actually, I went to one of my clients, which is just round the corner, and I looked at their lawn and I said, the front lawn, it's obvious. It's a fine lawn. The back lawn, however, has given me a couple of tricky challenges, which I think I might fix today by putting down an extra feed. An extra feed that will get the grass to grow, probably faster than I want it to grow. But actually, I had to get the grass out of the ground in order that it was obvious. Just think about that. Change one word and it becomes obvious. I think that's really powerful thinking. I do really think that's powerful thinking, actually, for me. Anyway, look, friends, thank you for listening, as always. The little sprinkling of you around the world that do listen. I'll catch you again soon. Anyway, take care. Ta-da, bye. Adios. See ya. Ciao. Bye.